is item 1159.
Request of Mary Ng to address council regarding Portland Police Bureau testimony.
Ms. Ng, come on up. Odd. Good morning.
Good morning, Council. It's a pleasure to see you. I signed up to speak today during the first day of a trial in Judge Immergut's court. Maybe you know Judge Immergut. She formerly held the position of Amanda Marshall. I really like her. She had a very cheerful spirit and guided us through what was a very extensive two-day trial. And as it all came to pass, I was able to high-five Eric Berry at the Independent Police Review because the Portland Police typical evasion of interrogation after a brutality incident was evaded by Benjamin Pickering's persistence in refusing to take a plea deal. Down to the final hour, the last plea deal was a request for Benjamin to do 8 hours of community service in punishment for being beaten by some officers. Ben wasn't having it, and in a lot of ways, I was trained to be a paralegal down at Los Angeles City College, but in a lot of ways, Benjamin educated me about persistence and honesty and truthfulness, and how if the Multnomah District Attorney doesn't respect the Americans with Disability Act and wanted to force him into a coercional plea bargain, something about his nature just wasn't having it. So there we were in this beautiful experience. It wasn't a speedy trial. It took about 15 months to get there. But it was September 17th and 18th. And Judge Immergut saw us through. Sierra introduced us. He was the officer who approached Benjamin from his right side. Carl Clint is the one who approached from Ben's left blind side. They approached him from behind. They admitted they did. What I found exceptionally unusual is Carl Klunt's admission in his own police report of placing his knee on Benjamin Pickering's head. And as you know, Benjamin Pickering's life was saved by the U.S. Coast Guard and Legacy Emanuel Hospital in a life flight. And on-site paramedics who just happened to be there to save his life when he was 10 years old. Any neurosurgeon or neurologist or psychiatrist or brain doctor or nurse could tell you not to apply pressure to someone's skull when they've had a very serious, very rare, life-threatening traumatic brain injury event. Stuart Palmiter came in to save the day, found Ben the day after he was beaten, moaning in pain, aching, unable to walk, disheveled. Stuart Palmiter said he looked like a frayed knot that had been pulled out of the loop, and that he was complaining of brutality incidents. Stuart Palmiter's response was get him an ambulance. That guy could be chief of police, in my opinion. That guy was the most honest guy I've ever seen testify. On the other hand, Carl Klunt skipped out day two of his subpoena. He was not held in contempt.
Mary, I need you to wrap up.
Thank you for being here. I'm kind of cold from running through the cold, so I'm almost tongue-tied because my whole body's so frozen. I'm having a hard time speaking, but thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thanks very much.